This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM. We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roach is gone. Ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone.
I'm Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day. My guest today is Ryan Blade. He's a very nice young man in his early 20s, and I really don't know that much about you. I know that you're involved and you have your own news business. And what's the name of your magazine?
Well, it's an online news publication called Indian River News. It's a local news outlet focused on Indian River County.
And you tend to be conservative in your views.
Right, yeah, I would consider myself to be conservative libertarian.
Okay, conservative libertarian, all right. Now, the most important thing, of course, we're here to discuss today is not politics, but your belief in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So I want to go back to the beginnings. Were you brought up in any religious,
Well, it's very interesting. So I guess it's good for me to get the backstory on, I guess, my religious background. So this is mainly from my mother's side, because I don't have a lot of influence from my father's side, because I don't talk to him. So there was never really any religious influence. I know my father was born in Argentina, I'm guessing, because my father's, you know, part Italian, part Spanish, that, you know, those are very Catholic countries. So I'm guessing it was Catholic. I have no clue actually what my father's religious views were or anything. I know I had some family on that side, you know, that attended church when I knew them. I don't know much about that, but my mother's side is very interesting. So my mom's parents are actually not together. They split up years and years ago before I was born. Mm-hmm. But my grandmother, she is Irish, English, and French Canadian. So that was very, you know, Catholic in that family. And my grandmother's side, right, I actually had two aunts that were nuns for the Catholic Church. They were each my great grand aunts. One was my great grandfather's sister. The other was my great grandmother's sister. And my aunt Margaret, who was my great-grandfather's sister. She passed in the early 2000s, so I only met her like once or twice. She was a mother superior for the Catholic Church, which means she ran a convent,
wow.
Right? Yeah, so like I forget which one. My grandmother actually had lunch with one of like the high-ranking Catholic people down in New York City, because my family's from Connecticut. So at least, you know, it's, you know, the more relevant parts of what was a part of my life. Because, you know, my family here in the United States originates out of Jamestown, New York, Pennsylvania, specifically Scranton. And I think maybe one place in Michigan, Michigan part, I'm not sure about.
We got a flat tire in Scranton last year.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, so I know like Scranton, they had a lot of coal mining there at the time, which I'll get to that more and more, because that's more my grandfather's side. And I think my Irish ancestors, my grandmother's side, they were somehow, I think, in California from what records showed, and then made their way eventually early 20th century to Connecticut. So now my other aunt, she was just a regular, you know, nun. I've never really met her, but she's my late great grandmother's sister. So I think that part of my family has since shifted to Protestant, my understanding, Protestant-based Christianity. And that's actually what my grandfather's side is. And that's where most of my religious, you know, views and what have you come from, is my grandfather's side.
And what was he?
Well, so both my grandparents are still around. And my grandfather, he's, I would say, Protestant-based Christianity. He was at one point Methodist. I think right now, he attends a Baptist church with my uncle, which is, you know, his son and his family. So they.
How old is he now?
So my mom's brother, so there's a bit of an age gap between my mom and her brother. So my uncle is, I would say, mid to late 30s.
Okay, his father.
Oh, my grandfather. He's actually around the same age as you, actually. He's actually going to be turning 70 later this year.
Oh, shucks. I thought he was some old guy in his 90s. Oh, God. Okay. Well, anyway, so he was Protestant, whatever. Now, so you're brought up essentially by your mom. Was she a single mom?
No, but at times it was kind of like that, though. I was basically raised by my mom, my grandmother, so.
Okay. And so your grandmother, does she go to church?
That one, I'm going to say no comment. It's a long story. And
okay, so your mother, does she go to church?
No, and actually, this is kind of where the story gets interesting. So my grandmother's mom, which would be my, great-grandma Blade, She had, you know, she had gone to the Catholic Church. That was her religion. And, you know, my mom would take me and my sister there. And for whatever reason, I would start screaming and everything. So, of course, my mom just eventually gave up and just stopped going to church altogether. So I'm kind of glad because, you know, a lot of stuff came out years later about the Catholic Church and stuff. So,
well, hold on. But there's a lot of good people in the Catholic Church. You know, there's millions of priests.
There's
a few bad ones. And the numbers are so small compared to the millions. There literally are millions. I never knew that. There are millions of priests.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. There's a lot of good people in the Catholic Church. I don't ever take away from that. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
So what happens later? So you don't go to church as a kid. So what happens later on?
So it's very interesting. That's kind of what I'll get to. But the one thing I have to explain, that's where I'm saying there's a lot of background with this, is my grandfather's mom, my great-grandma Ina's, I didn't really know her that well. I met her. I last saw her when I was 5 years old. I don't remember her, but she died when I was 11 years old. She actually lived here in Florida, 2.5 hours away from here up in Citrus County. That's actually where my great-grandparents caused to lay the rest. And my great-grandma, she was so strong in her religious beliefs. She was a pure Swede. Her father and maternal grandparents were all from Sweden. And she was so strong in her religious, just, you know, when she lived from 1920 to 2009, right? She was so strong in her religious beliefs that all five of her children, if not all of her 9 grandchildren, and just about all of her 16 great-grandchildren, I'm one of the 16 great-grandchildren, have a belief in God, probably thanks in part to my great-grandmother's religious beliefs, her relationship with God. Well, it was very strong. Also,
it's probably the good Lord honoring her.
Yeah.
He does that. If you look at the lineage, like most missionaries, their offspring prospers. It's an amazing, it happens all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know, I didn't really know much about Christianity or how any of that worked. And, you know, growing up in school was a bit rough because, you know, it was a small town in Connecticut, but it wasn't a very, you know, good environment. It was very toxic socially. So, you know, especially when I hit high school, there was a lot of problems, a lot of people causing problems in my life. And I used to walk home from school because my house was like 5 minutes from the school. So it was the last day of school. I had to, you know, just stop in and, you know, hand something in, I think, or something like that. And I just, you know, left. I've had enough for, you know, a couple months. I'll, you know, come back my senior year and get this over with. But as I was walking home, you know, I was walking past, 'cause it was like the high school and the elementary school was like right across, like, you know, the way, mm-hmm. and same side of the street, of course. And I hear somebody, you know, this is kind of, you know, gonna be somebody from my grandfather's side of the family, right? I hear somebody calling out my name, and it's in genealogy, so this person here is mine and my mother's cousin-in-law. So my first, this is going to be a bit of a mouthful, but first cousin-in-law, one generation apart, his name's Dave, and he was in his truck. He had his dog with him. I guess instinctively, for some reason, he felt he needed to drive through that road because, you know, he used to live up in a town a little ways away. He actually now lives here in Florida, actually. And he calls up my name, and then we get talking and stuff. He takes me, you know, to lunch, and that's when I really get my first introduction to Christianity.
Okay, so he was a Christian.
Yeah, a very, very strong believer, yeah. And he had some bit of a rough upbringing, but, it, you know, he really followed with God, and he's a very successful guy today because of that. You know, his kids have strong relationship with God, which are my second cousins. You know, they have very strong relations with God. You know, and that's what, you know, that's what really got the ball going. I kind of, you know, started watching some stuff he'd sent to me and stuff. But what really, you know, really sealed in when, you know, I got quote unquote saved in Protestant terms, of course, was when I started attending church with my grandfather, right? So it was my grandfather, my step grandparents, I refer to my actual, you know, as I treat them as if they're my actual grandparents. So it was my, you know, grandparents' class. I would go to church with them. My grandfather's brother, my uncle Ray, who actually has a son that's around my age, you know, so it was my uncle, his, you know, his wife and my cousin, you know, my grandparents, I go to church with them.
Yeah.
You know, and then the pastor, you know, he made sure, you know, I was, you know, saved by the Lord, and, you know, I was later.
Well, you're going skipping over too many things here. Wait a second. This guy picks you up. He's your uncle Dave, or what is he to your family?
He's basically my uncle minus the title. All right. Basically.
That's all right. So anyway, so he picks you up, takes you to lunch, and starts telling you about Jesus.
Yeah, because there was a lot that was going wrong at that point, and he kind of told me a bit about some, because I didn't know much about him up to that point. I just knew he was just like really, you know, really great guy I would see once in a while, if that makes sense. And
so he was being a light. I mean, here you, so apparently there's some personal things in your life that are going kind of crazy haywire.
At that point, yeah, there was a lot of problems, a lot of things that were just going wrong because of, you know, circumstances, we'll say.
You want it? Well, sometimes people can relate to this thing. So don't if you want to keep it private, I understand. But also don't be so hesitant that, you know, like I had a mother that was an alcoholic till I was 15. The reason I tell people is not to tell on my mom, but she got sober when I was 15. But up until 15, I was the only adult in the house. So, you know,
it was just a very toxic social situation I had. And I had other opportunities I really should have taken after eighth grade to leave, because the seventh and eighth grade was in the high school in my town. I should have, like, you know, kept my head down in eighth grade, and I should have just, you know, gone to one of the tech schools in the area, maybe one of the private Catholic schools or this art school they had.
Why?
It was a very toxic social environment, and, like, put it this way, my senior year before I graduated, I had a school administrator tell me that my class was one of the worst that went through in about a decade, and it was only 55 people in the graduating class. And it was, you know, it was really...
You want to hear the rest of the interview? Tune in from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. I'm Rhett Palmer. This is a new day, if you want it to be.
Indian River Real Estate, LLC, is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stalls. My wife, Mandy, and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. We can be found at IndianRiverRealEstateLLC.com or on Facebook.
Eternal God, unchanging, mysterious and unknown. Your boundless love, unfailing, in grace and mercy shown. Bright seraphim in ceaseless flight, around your glorious throne. They raise their voices day and night in praise to you.